WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
We are pleased to welcome back our urban legends expert, Jan Harald Brunvand. Jan collects and analyzes modern apocryphal stories, you know, impossible-sounding incidents that supposedly happened to a friend of a friend. Jan has recently returned from a six-month tour of New Zealand, and he's got a report on what he found there on the urban legends front.
Down in New Zealand, I found plenty of urban legends, some of them new and some recycled. It happened that my book, The Choking Doberman, had arrived in New Zealand in a paperback edition at just about the time I did. A fellow who worked for the distributor of the book there told me that as soon as he read the title legend in the book, he realized that he had heard the same Choking Doberman story told by a man in his health club in Auckland. His version was much like the one that I had traced to ancient European legends and documented as existing all over the United States. A burglar is discovered after a large dog, having bitten off the intruder's fingers, goes into convulsions. A veterinarian extracts the fingers from the dog's throat, and the police find the intruder hiding in the house. The New Zealander's version supposedly happened in Wellington to a friend of the brother of the man in the gym. That was just the first of many legends I heard there. One New Zealander told me about three middle-aged ladies from his country who, while on holiday in the States, had suffered a most embarrassing experience in an elevator in Los Angeles, or was it Las Vegas? He wasn't sure. While they were on a lift, a tall black man leading a big dog on a leash stepped on and said, "Sit." The three women sat down and waited fearfully to have their money stolen or worse. "Don't tell me," I said. "The man was Reggie Jackson, but he was speaking to his dog, right?" "Who's Reggie Jackson?" my informant said. "It was Lionel Richie, the pop singer. He was speaking to his dog, though. I heard it from this bloke who knows this bloke whose mother was one of the ladies." Well, I made a note that the elevator incident, a common legend in the United States and England, is also known in New Zealand. Another Kiwi told me about a bridegroom who abruptly called off his wedding at the end of the ceremony, telling the wedding guests that the bride had slept with the best man the night before. The incident occurred in Hamilton, he said, or maybe it was Christchurch. I hated to tell him that I've collected versions of the legend I call the bothered bride from all over the United States. In most American versions, however, the groom had slept with a maid of honor and the bride calls off the wedding. Every legend I heard had some tiny wee New Zealand twist to it. New Zealanders, especially those in the South Island, say tiny wee a lot. It seems to be the settler's Scottish background showing through. Now and then I also heard legends that sounded rare or local, such as the horror story of the man caught in the Petone shingle crusher. Petone is a city near Wellington, and shingle is gravel used for road surfacing. The crusher is a huge piece of machinery that makes little rocks out of big ones. Someone told me the story about a man who became trapped in the Petone shingle crusher. There was no way to dismantle the machine to free him. Whether they started the crusher again or left it idling, the man would die. So they called his wife to come over and kiss him goodbye. Then they gave him a heavy dose of painkillers and sorrowfully restarted the machine. That's a pretty twisted tale, I guess. But as a matter of fact, I had filed another version of the last kiss told to me back home in Salt Lake City a year or so earlier, wondering if its very unlikely plot would turn out to be traditional. I traveled a long way to find an answer. The only difference between the accounts was that in the American one, the man was trapped in a piece of steel rolling equipment. Of course, neither the Kiwi nor American informants for these two stories knew anyone personally who witnessed the accident, only an alleged friend of a friend of the victim. Hearing these urban legends, I felt right at home in New Zealand, even if they do drive on the left, place the hot water taps on the right, arrange numbers counterclockwise on the telephone dial, put salt in the shaker with one hole, and add spaghetti to their list of pizza toppings.
Jan Harald Brunvand is a professor of English and folklore at the University of Utah in Salt Lake City.